Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. We're going to continue today to talk about key themes in this season of Lent, becoming disciples more radically surrendered to the Lord, allowing the Lord to examine the heart, to help us see really where we're at before the Lord. The church is so wise in leading us through this season every year of sacrifice, of repentance, of greater solitude and listening, so that we can be attentive to the Lord. It's a great moment to just express to the Lord, no matter where you're at, to say, Lord, I just want to pay, and I'm going to pay more attention to you, and I'm going to find ways in my life, my daily life, to find moments, periods of time, each day, to listen to you, to shut out all the noise, take up your word, and to allow you to examine my life, because I really do want what you want, Lord. I really do want to become a saint. I really do want my heart to be purified. And I trust you, Lord, that you will lead me. Such an important thing, friends. It's so valuable. Every day, every moment is valuable. It's a gift for us. Soon it'll be over. I've been so acutely aware of the shortness of life. Just a bunch of people, friends of mine and people I've known either through work or other things in this last 18 months have died, some by COVID, some just for other reasons. And it just seems like there's a lot of it. And it's shocking. I'm just saying to my son-in-law yesterday, I don't know why. I mean, we all know for sure we're going to die, right? But then when it happens to someone close to us, it can be really shocking. I mean, it's sad. We grieve the loss of those we love. But just the power of death, I mean, the reality of its finality is just so shocking. It's like, wow, it's going to happen. So the Lord wants us to be able to come out from under the power of the shadow of death that casts itself across the fallen world we inhabit, because he shed light into that darkness. And if we dwell in that darkness and not in his light, we become subject to the power, the disordered energy of death that leads us to live with fear and heightened anxiety. And then we start looking for ways out to escape it. And then, of course, the devil's always there. He's manipulating the power of death. And he's always there to serve up things that look like they're going to help us, but will just simply lead us into greater bondage. If nothing else, to just fill our heads with more noise and massive distraction or whatever. You know, I've got to spend more money to get more stuff. I've got to escape into sexual pleasure. There's just the whole list that's there, right? But the Lord wants us to let go in this season, to understand that he understands, and to come before him and say, Lord, I want to be subject to you, and I'm going to walk in your light. Shine your light on my heart and mind, Lord, so that I can see, so that I can live as a child of God, the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. If you had a chance to tune into the program yesterday, I was talking about some paragraphs from the Catechism just to reflect on our battle against sin. And there are some powerful lines there that we're reminded of, for example, in paragraph 398, that, you know, when man was tempted by the devil, he let his trust in his creator die in his heart. So that's a battlefield right there. Do I trust God? We don't come to the relationship with God fully trusting because we have fallen human hearts. We don't know if we can trust anyone ultimately. So that's why the Lord said, I'm coming to give you a new heart, the heart of Jesus himself. And then next paragraph, 398, said, in that sin, in that fall, man preferred himself to God, and by that very act scorned him. So there's something in us, the fallen human heart, the flesh, that leads us to prefer ourselves to everything else, even to God. And that's a slavery. The world wants to get us to think that's normal, and that's our right, and that's our road to happiness. And that's indeed our true self. And the only way to be happy and to be true is to live that, is to prefer myself to others, to the whole world, to the whole created order. So I define everything about me. It's my body. It's my mind. It's my life. So I assert my truth. I assert my will. I redefine reality on my terms. I ignore what's out there, what God is giving. And so one of the things I want to talk about today is just how the church is so wise in this teaching. You know, there's a paragraph I ended with yesterday. I didn't get to much of it, but I just want to read it again, picking up from these themes, because this helps us understand the nature of the battle, friends, the nature of the fight. And boy, can it be easy to get deceived if we're not really being serious about the call and putting God's call first in our lives. So here's another quote from the Catechism. Says, what revelation makes known to us, that is the scripture, makes known to us is confirmed by our own experience. For when man looks into his own heart, he finds that he's drawn towards what is wrong and sunk in many evils, which cannot come from his good God, good creator. So if we're honest with ourselves, and this is why it's so important to be willing to stop, look, and listen, to stop in a place of solitude and to be really honest about where's my mind been at? Where's my heart at? Where have my decisions been? Where am I spending my time, my talent, my treasure? How am I relating to God? How am I relating to my neighbor? Am I faithful to my commitments? You know, just whatever is there. But the paragraph goes on and says, often refusing to acknowledge God as his source. Here's the big shift, in my opinion, that's happening in our culture. There's a, right here at this point, this is a major fault line right now, that we're more and more people, more and more baptized people, are being seduced and deceived and being drawn into what is the old temptation, the great temptation, is to suppress the truth about God and to refuse to acknowledge God and to give God thanks. To acknowledge God is not like, hey, God, how's it going? To acknowledge God means to acknowledge that he's the creator and that we owe him, that his creatures, our humble and total obedience and surrender, and to find in him our good, to find in him our truth, to find in him our identity. That's it. And so the wisdom here is putting the finger on this constant temptation to refuse to acknowledge God as the source. He said, man also upsets the relationship which should link him to his last end. So God is my last end. God is my home. God is my destiny. And when that link gets broken, I just wander and scatter all over the world. I mean, just all over the place in this world. And I'm subject to, oh, there's an idol. There's an idol. Oh, there's a way. There's a lifestyle. There's an identity. There's a place to go. There's a brand. This'll define me. That'll define me. You know, this product will define me. This neighborhood will define me. These people define me. This amount of money defines me. This philosophy defines me. So we're always like a pinball in a pinball, bam, bang, bang, in a pinball machine, bouncing off one thing after another. Again, often refusing to acknowledge God as his source, man has also upset the relationship which should link him to his last end. And at the same time, he has broken the right order that should reign within himself, as well as between himself and other men and all creatures. So there's a disordered energy that's present, a disordering power. And friends, we're living at a time where it's very much being released, you might say. There's a major spiritual assault, a profound deconstruction of the very order of God. There's nothing more fundamental than human identity and human family. God made the family. God made us male and female. God defined and made human sexuality what it's meant to be. And huge portions now of the culture and the world have made a conscious break from that revelation, including people in the church, including some leaders in the church. And they're calling darkness light. They're turning toward things and definitions of reality and insisting on exercise of freedom and radical autonomy toward things that are radically inconsistent from the Creator. And again, what are we doing? Back to paragraph 398. I end up preferring myself. I prefer my definition of reality to God's definition of reality. I prefer my truth to God's truth. And we're getting seduced. Because, oh, I'm so happy. I'm making these decisions. I'm finally free. And everybody else must acknowledge this reality. Pope Francis had some very strong words to say about some of this stuff, you know, in the past. For example, he weighed into the gender confusion that's out there and the insistence on multiple genders and all the energy that's emerging in society is demonic. He made a spiritual discernment. He said, you cannot separate gender from sex. You can't do it. And it's important to see, friends, how the, if you're going to be a disciple, you certainly can do it because you have the power to do it. You can live a lie. We have freedom to do on that level sort of what we want to do. But a disciple can't redefine reality because we're called to live in the truth and bear witness to the truth. And there's no life and hope and peace apart from the truth. And there's no eternal life apart from the truth. You know, some of the, in this particular area, friends, their various dioceses have done a great job writing the church's teaching out to people to help navigate this deceptive reality that's taking hold of the culture. It's got kind of a chokehold on the culture right now. I want to recommend the Archdiocese of St. Louis, a document, Reflections on Gender Ideology from Archbishop Robert Carlson, called Compassion and Challenge. It's really beautiful. But he lays out the church's teaching and then also the strategy of what's happening with the gender ideology stuff. And he summarizes it this way. There's a philosophy at work. There's kind of three elements to it. The first is my feelings define my identity. How you feel is who you are, number one. Number two, human integrity means acting on our persistent desires. I have to be true to myself. Number three, anyone who doesn't affirm our feelings and actions hates us. They have a bad motive. They're bad people. Once again, three fundamental elements of this philosophy, and I think he really laid it out there. By the way, this document is not very long. It's beautifully stated, very compassionate, very caring, but also very educational. So again, number one, feelings define our identity. How you feel is who you are. Number two, human integrity means acting on our persistent desires. I have to be true to myself, is often what's said. Number three, anyone who doesn't affirm our feelings and actions hates us. And so then he takes up each one of those and breaks it down and looks at it. And so I'd like to take these up tomorrow. I hope you can join me, friends. And I want to also encourage you, if you know of anybody who would be helpful for them to hear some of this that you've been hearing, if you've been blessed by the show, please spread the word. Download the Renewal Ministries app and spread it around. Friends, we need to get the word of God out there. And if this program, Sister Ann's program, the programs on Ave Maria Radio, if they're helping you, spread the good infection. Do whatever you can to get it out there and help us. This is a way you too can evangelize. You too can teach, is to put good teaching and good evangelization in the hands of people who most need to hear it. Please join us. Just want to end with a prayer. Lord, we thank you so much for who you are, Lord. And we pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that we can see what you see, we can feel what you feel, we can walk in the footsteps of your Son and be everything that you have made us to be. God bless you, friends. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.